For those living with mental illness, the chances of being homeless are high. A federal survey in 2015 found 1 in 4 homeless people suffer from mental illness. Once homeless, they're more likely to end up behind bars. Going to jail can start a downward spiral. Many lose jobs or benefits or even health care. Some cycle between jail and the streets for years, often for minor crimes. WFAE, with support from the PBS series Frontline, examined the problem of inmates who wait in custody for months because they're too sick to stand trial. The second installment of our series focuses now on inmates who serve what many in the court system call a life sentence on the installment plan. It's a symptom of our fractured legal and healthcare system. And as Dana Miller Irvin reports, that's what's happening to Miguel Maldonado. We first met him last August. Like many stories in this series, this one is hard to hear. We grappled with how to tell it and how to do so with respect. WFAE feels it's important for you to hear from Mr. Maldonado and others who are stuck in the fracture. We tried unsuccessfully to reach his family. When we first met Maldonado, he didn't have an attorney. He had waived his right to one. When he later requested an attorney, WFAE consulted with Gaston County Public Defender Stuart Higdon to ensure that we told this story accurately and with as much sensitivity as possible.
Miguel Maldonado says he lives on the streets of Gastonia, but I meet him in jail. He was picked up for indecent exposure on July 25th. I meet him a few weeks later. He's barefoot, wearing an oversized orange jail jumpsuit that's draped loosely over his shoulders. It's barely buttoned to his hips, so his chest is showing. He objects when a guard tells him to button up.
Button up a couple of those buttons.
I stopped moving, yeah.
Yeah, but you still gotta button those buttons.
That hurt my bones.
Maldonado is convinced the jumpsuit is too small. He says it hurts his bones. But the jumpsuit is hanging off him. His booking sheet says he's only 5'8 and 145 pounds. Court records show Maldonado's been cycling in and out of jail here for almost 2 decades. He's 40 years old, and he's been charged with 92 separate offenses in the past 10 years. All are nonviolent crimes. 73 are for second-degree trespass, one of the lowest-level misdemeanors. You come here a lot, right?
Yeah, because I don't have my bones in the right place. But that's because when I come to jail for trespassing, they don't give me my size. This is too little. So I'm a big boy, and I just can't fix my body because I forget my mind with the Union City this little. Yeah.
There is a phrase in the legal circle. You know, some people do life sentences, and some people do life sentences 30 days at a time.
Stuart Higdon heads the Gaston County Public Defender's Office. He wanted us to meet Maldonado. Maldonado's well known among the attorneys in Higdon's office. He's a regular client because of his mental health, Higdon says. Maldonado keeps getting arrested because he goes back to places where he's been arrested before for trespassing. Like a local 7-Eleven, where he stole 2 candy eggs, and a McDonald's, where he was previously banned. It's not if he comes back to jail, but when, says the jail's administrator, Becky Cawthron.
Mr. Maldonado is very famous to all our detention officers. We all know him. There are a lot of people that become, I would say, almost like family, like they're at the house when they come here.
In October, a judge found that Maldonado didn't have the mental capacity to understand the charges against him or assist in his own defense. That meant he was incapable to stand trial. We don't know his exact diagnosis, that's privileged information, but the law says only those with a mental illness or, quote, mental defect, like an intellectual disability, can be found incapable. But Maldonado says he doesn't have mental health problems.
I'm okay. I just need to have the right clothes and the right shoes.
After he was found incapable to proceed, the district attorney dismissed his charges, and Maldonado went back to the streets. That happens a lot. North Carolina law says that those who are incapable to proceed have to be restored to competency so they can stand trial. But the wait times for a bed in a state psychiatric hospital are long. WFAE's investigation found that in Maldonado's part of the state, half of those charged with felonies wait more than 363 days for a state hospital bed so they can be restored. Most of Maldonado's charges are for misdemeanors, and the longest sentence for second-degree trespass is only 20 days. Since you can't be held longer than the maximum sentence, prosecutors frequently dismiss the charges.
It's a revolving door for a lot of these people with mental health issues. They're coming here, returning, committing crimes that are small misdemeanors like criminal trespassing and begging.
Some, like Maldonado, end up back on the streets. Older court records show his last known home address is a shelter that shut down years ago. But recent ones show streets of Gastonia as his address. Maldonado says his family has a house in Chicago, but there's no room for him.
A lot of his family members have given up on him because they are a nuisance to them and they can't get them the help they need.
Cawthron says the jail has tried to get him help in the state mental hospital, but the wait was too long. Maldonado had to be released from jail when his sentence was up, before he could get a bed. The jail even contacted his mother at one point when he was being released, Cawthron says, but he refused to go with her when she came to pick him up. Every county in North Carolina works with a local managed care organization, whose duties include managing care for people struggling with mental illnesses. In Gastonia, Partners Health Management is the organization. Partners sent WFAE an email saying that it offers former inmates help with mental health counseling, psychiatric care, housing referrals, even diversion programs designed to get people charged with low-level drug crimes into treatment. But it doesn't track inmates when they leave jail. North Carolina's Department of Health and Human Services would like to see more diversion programs. It's currently piloting them in 13 counties, but not in Gaston County. And it hopes the legislature will agree to fund more with Medicaid expansion monies.
Four. Three people waiting? Okay.
Cawthron estimates that more than half of the inmates at the Gaston jail have mental health issues. That's consistent with a national survey performed a decade ago that found that nearly 45% of jail inmates had a mental health diagnosis. A study in New York showed that those with severe mental illness, like schizophrenia or bipolar disease, are more likely to be arrested for minor crimes like trespassing than those without the diagnosis. They're also more likely to end up behind bars. Stuart Higdon says public defenders see that a lot.
People who are suffering psychiatric illness, wandering about in front of a store, yelling, and the immediate response is to call the police.
That first arrest can start a downward cycle from which the mentally ill struggle to recover, Higdon says. After 30 days in jail, inmates start to lose some Social Security benefits and Medicaid. If they're on food stamps, they're at risk of losing them after 30 days, too. Figuring out how to reinstate those benefits when released can be especially challenging for those already struggling with mental health problems.
If they were housed, becoming unhoused, they can get separated from medication. They can lose their support network. So a lot of times these people, when they're finally getting out, they're having to go back to square one.
The result is a permanent underclass of disadvantaged mentally ill, Higdon says, cycling in and out of jails. University of North Carolina Medical School professor Dr. David Rosen says mental health care in North Carolina jails is inadequate. In a yet-to-be-published survey, he found that 90% of North Carolina jails have no psychiatric providers on site. Three-quarters rely on telehealth for mental health care, but those jails typically offer about 3 hours a week for every 100 inmates they house. If 40% need care, they'd get less than 5 minutes a week.
Really, nearly all of the jails say that they have access to providers, but when you actually look at the number and the hours that the providers are actually spending on site, it's really quite small.
With a clinical social worker on site for mental health needs, Gaston's jail offers more care than most. But Chief Cawthron says all too often, inmates who improve don't get care when they leave.
It's a continuous circle going on and on with no answers, with no end in sight for these people that are coming in with mental health issues.
Maldonado is still cycling. He was back in jail twice in November, twice in December, and back again a few weeks ago. For WFAE News, I'm Dana Miller Irvin.
The series was edited by Greg Collard and Aaron Texera. Our researcher is Mona Dugani. The podcast is edited and produced by me, Eric Thiel, at WFAE in Charlotte. Fractured is a collaboration between WFAE and the PBS series Frontline through its local journalism initiative, which is funded by the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.